I'm looking for answers. I've actually written to Bus Éireann in relation to it, which I have done on other issues too in the past, and no reply. And this is very annoying because, after all, I'm elected. I have a mandate there. And when people approach me, they expect to get answers. And it's something that I have to come down this route through the council to get the council to write through them. Earlier in July, a bus left Sligo station at 1 a.m. in the morning, full of people bound for Dublin Airport. Bus ran into technical problems at Summerhill College, turned on the roundabout, right back down to the station, and says, you'll all have to make your own way to Dublin. My biggest question in relation to this, surely another bus could have been released to carry those people instead of leaving it in stranded like that. I know one family where their daughters was going on holidays with their friends, and they had to go away. The daughters had to ring the dad. Dad had to go away and arrange a friend of his with the car that to bring the kids to Dublin, drop them off the airport, come back. Dad and his mate missed the day's work the following day because they were wrecked after travelling all night, which was ridiculous. And I think myself, if that's the best service that a Bus Éireann can do, somebody else needs to step in and take over, because somebody has to be responsible for this. I cannot understand. There is a station down there that's full of buses in the evening, both at the front and both at the back. And I just cannot understand why another bus could not have been used, that they could have just transferred the passengers from one bus to the other instead of you have to make your own way. That is no answer. And realistically, for me writing to them as a public representative and getting no response, I think it's a slap in the face to any bit of democracy that's out there. And I think myself that they should be pulled to task on this, and they should be made answer.
Do you feel they're not acknowledging the problem with the fact that they're not replying?
Well, I'll tell you this much. We've seen it now in relation to the expressway bus, that a number of concerns has come up over in the last 2 years here in the chamber here. And I think myself that this isn't the first, and it won't be the last. And I think myself, if they can't run, if people that's over this cannot run an adequate service or put in a fail-safe there to protect those that's trying to meet their flights. And remember this much, a lot of people save hard for their holidays and everything else without maybe a bus letting them down and them losing everything. At the end of the day, it's wrong, and the measures should be put in place to make sure that that does not happen. Remember, you're not taking on a new driver. All you're doing is, if the bus is broke or breaks down, the driver's transferred onto another bus and the passengers. That's all it takes. It's common sense, not rocket science. But I really think I am anxiously waiting to see what kind of reply that this council gets from Bus Éireann in relation to this incident.